With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump returning to the U.S.-Mexico border over the weekend for a visit, and he's picked up the endorsement of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, telling a crowd at an airport hangar in Edinburgh, "We need a president who's going to secure the border."
A president can secure the border. If you go back 4 years ago, we had the lowest illegal border crossings in something like 30 or 40 years. The most secure border in the adult lifetime of everybody at this event here today is because President Trump put into place five strategies.
The former president says he belongs in the White House, saying nothing good has happened during Joe Biden's term.
Usually there'll be an administration that there's something positive happens, something good happens, is nothing good happened. The economy is no good. The inflation is the worst ever. We were energy independent just 3 years ago. We were soon going to be energy dominant.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump continues to lead the GOP presidential field in New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley is gaining. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new CNN poll conducted by the University of New Hampshire shows Trump with 42% of the vote. He's followed by Haley at 20%, moving her into second place ahead of other GOP rivals. Chris Christie is at 14%, then Ron DeSantis at 9%. Haley's support in New Hampshire has climbed 8 percentage points from the last CNN UNH poll in September. The state will hold its presidential primaries on January 23rd. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Argentina, conservative populist Javier Milei will become the next president of the country after promising a dramatic shakeup in the state. This is SRN News. They look at post-pandemic church going in America.
Lifeway Research has released a study that indicates about 90% of the Protestants who were attending worship in person before the coronavirus shutdowns are back in the pews. Fewer than 1 in 10 churches say their current attendance is less than 50% of what it was before the pandemic. Meanwhile, almost a quarter of them report their typical worship services today have more people than they did in early 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities at New York University say they plan to open a new center designed to study and combat anti-Semitism next year. That announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allowed a hostile, discriminatory environment to exist that violated their civil rights. The complaint stems from a rash of anti-Semitic demonstrations. This is SRN News. Some 55 million people expected to travel for the holidays, and if you're one of them, you might want to keep an eye on the weather. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with the latest on that situation.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says a storm system could slow down your Thanksgiving holiday plans if you're leaving late Monday through Wednesday.
Severe weather possible in the south, heavy rain in parts of the east, and even some measurable snow and conditions in parts of the interior northeast.
And he says Tuesday may be the worst day for flyers.
When the storm system's got rain from the Great Lakes, severe weather possible, even in parts of the southeast. And then eventually by Tuesday afternoon in the mid-Atlantic and northeast by evening, those will be times when the most unsettled and windy conditions.
I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.